Sitting near the mouth of the Mendenhall River, Trillium Landing is a new apartment complex for people 55 years old and up. It just opened and you can still smell the fresh paint. It's a 49-unit building with a gym, common area, and solar panels on the roof. Paula Lindsay manages Trillium. She's giving me a tour of a unit that's ready for move-in.
Okay, here we go. So this is a one bedroom. And then we've got storage right here. Okay. And then a dishwasher, stove, bathrooms here with the washer and dryer. Isn't it pretty?
Trillium has a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom apartments. Some are rented at market value, but Trillium gets a federal tax break for renting many of them as affordable housing. Barbara Otterkirk moved in at the end of September, and she says Trillium's affordability was a major selling point.
It was so hard to find a place to rent and a place that would fit my budget. And being a Social Security person, you know, you can't afford a big, nice place, but this is just more than I can imagine.
The 78-year-old moved to Juneau from Haines a year ago to be closer to family after her husband passed away. She couldn't find housing at first.
Let me tell you something. I waited a whole year for this to come open, and it's more than I could ever imagine when I walked in and got to see for the first time all clean and perfect. I mean, there's not a thing I would change. I can't be more grateful.
Mylani Shivens, the director of Raincoast Data, says it isn't surprising.
So the interesting thing about Juneau is if you go back and you look at like the 1890 census, the number one thing they talk about there is the lack of housing in this community. And, you know, you can kind of go and read any document talking about the community of Juneau from the 1890s to now, and housing has always been an issue.
Shivens adds that with 50 and 60-year-olds creating the largest age demographic in Juneau, housing that accommodates an aging population is going to become more important. Trillium is only for older people who live independently, and Paula Lindsay says she has had to turn away people looking for assisted living. Senior Citizen Support Services is planning to build an assisted living facility near Trillium Landing. They hope to have it completed in early 2019. Once open, it will be Juneau's first private assisted living facility. In Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield.